Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Dave.
Tuesday, March 1st, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking...
Nu așa, băi.
So you're aware of it.
Of what?
Our internet connection.
We have one?
It sucks.
And... the podcast has begun!
Yeah, we're back.
No, the podcast has begun. We're not back.
It is beginning right now.
Because it's not like we've been away for a long time.
Yeah, we've been away for a day.
More
24 hours.
Actually, a lot less than 24, but...
Yeah, a lot less because we did it last to...
Yeah, pretty late yesterday. But anyway, the podcast... has started
with the Narc and Narc Show,
and today's topic is sci-fi movies. Okay, and we're going to start with
Stargate
because we love it so much.
Why do we love it so much?
Why do we? Well, let's see. It's more or less contemporary, so it happens in the world that we know.
Yeah, contemporary. Near future. Or near
actual
past
present day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could happen, you know. It has this realism to it.
Yeah. This quality, but it has bugs.
It has this quality that it might happen.
Yeah. But it has a lot of bugs like...
replicators. Those are bugs.
Those are damn lot of bugs. No, yeah. Movie bugs.
Mistakes,
goofs, shitty stuff that they did wrong.
Yeah.
Well, what the best bug I think they had was a lot of ships flying around the world.
Absolutely, and nobody sees them.
Yeah, no satellite, no nothing. They're just
absolutely
flying around there.
All the fucking satellites in the world suddenly decide to turn a blind eye to all these alien ships that turned up.
Yeah,
what's the matter? You can't see them? You're blind?
Maybe let's just suppose that they have a shield that can protect them from being seen.
Let's say that they send something like solar flares out. You know, solar flares disrupt electronics, specifically satellites, because they're outside the area protected by the Earth. But what about telescopes? They're not affected by solar flares. Not as much, anyway.
But if they can turn invisible, there still is a problem. You remember there was a war happening in the North Pole?
Yeah, I know.
Where a lot of ships were fighting. Okay,
so,
say you don't see the ships.
Admittedly, a land-based telescope wouldn't see them, but then there's nothing stopping the satellites from seeing them.
Yeah, okay, anyway, just admit that you can't see them because they're invisible. You can't have anything to do with them.
Right.
You can't see even the rockets or the shit they launch.
Right.
They don't use rockets. They use energy beams.
The guns.
Yeah, the guns. You can't even see the guns. But if one of those ships crashes, you're still not gonna see it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just having a ship?
Yeah.
And you put it on invisible and you crash with it. And you forget where you crashed. Man, you're gonna bump on a lot of these type of ships everywhere. Because that is wrong.
Actually, on that note, I really liked the idea of seeing the invisible puddle jumper covered in sand. That was nice.
That is really nice.
Yeah. We're giving away a little bit and they might not have seen it yet.
Puddle jumper is a nice ship. We love it.
Yeah.
It can actually... Okay, let's tell the story. The big story.
Why?
Because it's nice, so people can understand us.
Look, if they've seen it, they'll understand. If they haven't,
they'll just know the story we just...
They'll listen
going
to this later,
them.
And then they'll understand.
It'll only take 2 minutes, so we can tell them the story. Okay, there are ghouls in our galaxy which are bad motherfuckers with a lot of worms inside them. That's the basic explanation for them. And they want to kill us.
Okay, I really doubt there's anyone who would be interested in this that hasn't seen the first 7 seasons of Stargate.
I think I missed one episode in the first 7 seasons.
I haven't. I've seen all of them.
Yeah, I missed one, so I can't understand the shit.
Alright, so anyways, you don't have to explain the fucking
Gua Wu. If you miss like a dozen movies, you can just see the rest. It has a big connection, but if nothing important happens in those movies, you don't care.
Series, episodes.
Yeah, episodes, movies.
They're not movies.
Okay.
A movie is one of them feature films that are about 1 hour. Are about 1 hour and 30 minutes long at the very least.
At the very least.
So
the next sci-fi movie we all love and enjoy.
Well, you haven't actually said anything about Stargate Atlantis yet.
It's the continue of Stargate.
Well,
SG-1.
It's sort of something like that.
Anyways, another galaxy.
Like it too.
Yeah, another galaxy. A lot of new ships, weapons and shit. A small ship of theirs can destroy a mothership of ours.
Yeah.
So, nice things.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, they can't get back.
Yeah, they can get back, and there are a lot of motherfuckers around them having a lot of fucking big motherships.
There's a very interesting thing there, because if you remember, they once got 5 gate addresses to planets which had ZPMs on them.
Yes, but they only found
one. Now, on one of them, they went, they found the ZPM, only to have it taken away from them at the very last minute.
Yes, anyway, ZPM is supposed to come.
Where the fuck are the other 4?
They don't have time to search for them?
But they did have time to go help Taylor find out more about her ancestry.
Yeah. You know, the movie. I think they'll use them in the future. Anyways,
they have a big battle to fight in front of them. I know, they still have 2 fucking... Wraith ships.
Let's just say that the ancients built ZPMs and they got the hell out of there without fighting the continuing the battle.
Yeah, about that. The ancients built ZPMs. It's safe to say they probably built them on Atlantis. So
yeah,
why can't they build more?
I see an episode on which they find a room where they build ZPMs.
So why can't they build their own?
Yeah, that's
No, it wouldn't be that difficult.
It's like a battery. There's nothing more to a ZPM than that.
Except that it lasts a few 100,000 years.
Yeah, its energy is better than our 3 nuclear silos put at the same place.
Nuclear silos do not generate electricity.
Okay, that was a stupid thing to say. Nuclear...
Reactors,
okay. They are big motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay, they're small, but they get a lot of energy in the shit. And they can power up all the shit.
Alright! That's enough!
Anyways, they're coming with one from Earth.
Theoretically.
No, they're actually coming. They're en route.
Theoretically.
We have to see them.
We don't know for sure.
Yeah, we have to see them. So,
next season, we're waiting for that.
Yeah, actually, I saw a thing that made me laugh.
Mm.
I went on sci-fi.com.
On the
internet, sci-fi.com, and on their list wasn't the last 2 or 3 episodes that we have.
That's because they haven't shown them yet. We're watching them as recorded from the original broadcast on Sky One, and that's the first time they appear, and that's why we're ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, Sky One doesn't have a list. Do you know skyone.com or something like that?
I think they do.
I would like to see.
Actually, it's more like www.skyone.co.uk.
Anyways, who cares? Next sci-fi movie. The biggest.
Star Trek Enterprise.
No, the biggest that ever been.
No. Let's keep on this list of recent ones. Star Trek Enterprise.
Okay, Star Trek Enterprise.
It's about to finish its 4th season and it's going to be the last.
Let's hope so, for God's sake.
I'm actually
I know you
bored.
Hate Star Trek.
Yeah.
But you don't actually have to watch it. On the other hand, I like it.
Okay, you tell things about it.
What?
Shit in Star Trek. Which everybody loves.
Dude, I like the idea of the ship going out all alone to fight the battles.
Like, one ship is gonna fight all the fucking aliens in the universe and get back with new technology.
Absolutely.
That's the stupidest idea I ever heard.
Well, actually, I just, overall in Star Trek, I just like the idea of having this federation that unites every species.
Anyway, in Star Trek, I actually see better a game than a movie. The Star Trek game, because it's action of a game. You actually go with a ship in the universe and do whatever shit you want.
You're right.
And upgrade your ship and stuff.
Good as game action.
Yeah, very good. But as movie, it doesn't actually.
You're going to get bored watching the same old thing over and over again.
I haven't seen a Star Trek which they get an ambassador on board just having to transport him all the way across the universe without being attacked of an entire fleet of motherfuckers.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
There have been episodes like that.
Just like that, but without them being attacked.
Without them being attacked, with all the problems being on the planet instead of
ship. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
They still have fucking problems, that's what I'm talking about.
They always have fucking problems. If there are no fucking problems, there's no action.
Yeah, but why do they always have to be attacked or have problems on the planet or...
Because otherwise there's no action. You're just going to be sitting there looking at them while the captain sits on the bridge and says, how much longer?
Yeah, that's
30
nice.
Minutes.
I like to see that, just a conversation between them. Just one episode that's gonna be like that.
There are plenty of episodes that are simply conversations between them. Sometimes they don't get attacked. They don't have to go anywhere. No. All they do is sit there and talk to each other.
Oh, man.
Those are the most boring episodes you will have ever seen.
And you want to see them. Interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Anyways, what I actually really hate on Star Trek is their weapons. I actually hate those weapons.
What you've said multiple times is you hate the fact that all of the weapons look exactly like all the equipment and exactly like everything else.
Anyways,
which is wrong, of course. Because obviously a tricorder looks like a cell phone. A phaser looks like a remote control.
The difference between a cell phone and remote control, which I usually mistake around taking my phone and changing the channels on the TV and not knowing why doesn't it work, is kind of obvious what I'm talking about.
So, you actually have a problem that you can't recognize a remote control versus a cell phone.
Yeah.
You take
your... If it's dark, you're gonna shoot and you're gonna heal an alien with your handgun.
With your
gun, you know, handgun, pistol, boom boom, laser shit they have in their Star Trek movies.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, healing aliens with a gun. Nice healing you do.
Ah, heal! Thank God! That's what you were saying.
What did you believe I was saying?
Kill!
Okay. Look.
I mean, goddamn, man.
Yeah.
You gotta get a less Romanian accent.
I have a stupid Romanian accent. Anyways, I actually saw a lot of Star Treks. Okay, I saw Star Trek when I was little.
The fuck you have?
On which they go on a planet they haven't been before with technology they haven't seen ever before. And they look at the big shit you see in the room and they say, Oh, look, this is our telecommunicator.
This is a transmitter.
Yeah, it can go to other parts of the galaxy.
This is a transporter. This
and
is
he
a...
just looks at it and it looks just like a table.
Yeah.
I would have gone and say, oh, look, they have table on which they eat. Nice. I'm wondering if it has other utilities. It is nice just taking that shit aboard the ship and testing it and discovering after a few episodes that that is a fucking transmitter.
On the other hand, you might take your tricorder, point it at the device and say...
Yeah,
it has
universal
part.
Tricorder that knows everything. It's like plug and play.
Look, you're not going to make... You take radios, for instance.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that a radio is not going to have the basic parts that a radio needs?
Yeah.
Or that an alien can somehow build the radio parts differently.
Okay. How you detect a radio? It transmits waves, okay?
Absolutely.
What if the stupid machine is stopped? You have to press the on button so it can transmit
how
waves.
How do you detect a radio? Well, let's see. You have the tricorder, right?
Yeah.
This is a magical device that can scan inside the case that you're looking at.
With technology you've never seen before, and it has...
And it will tell you that there is something that looks like a vacuum tube. Something that looks like an oscillator. Something that looks like condensers.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen that technology, how can
No one can make condensers. No one can make condensers that do not look like condensers.
That's what you know. That's what I know.
There is no other way to build them. They will all look exactly identical.
There can be another way. Come on, the universe is big.
They will all look exactly identical.
Okay.
Unless their technology is so far beyond us that they use energy instead of matter. And
let's
then
just think about that.
You're going to be looking at it and say... I don't see anything.
No, I see a table.
No, you don't see anything because you can't see anything because it's impossible.
No, like I see a table. That's a fucking table, man.
No, this is a fucking desk.
Okay.
This
like
is a computer.
Yeah.
That's a monitor.
Do you have the tri sheet on yourself?
Yeah.
The tranquilizer sheet. No, that's a cigarette, man. You see, I have it.
You're very good at this.
Yes, so... I'm trying to say is that all the technology looks alike.
Because it has to, because there's no other way to make it.
Okay.
Human.
You realize that's just... case, which actually is like, this is weird.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
It detects some kind of waves.
That's weird.
Very small.
Weird.
Yeah. Brain waves. Very small amount.
Must be from
extremely
you.
Extremely.
Must be from you.
I don't know. That's weird, man. Anyways, it says it has a message like complete stupidity or something. No, not in that direction.
Wait.
Okay, we're playing with a mobile shit, so don't mind us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You're stupid.
Okay, doesn't work, obviously.
Yeah. It's not functioning. Must be. Let's play some music. And I've got this music just for you.
We are back. Yes, we are. Talking about actual sci-fi movies, not about all the other shit that sits around.
Talking about other sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
Crappier ones.
No, the best sci-fi movies that has ever been done.
Really?
The trilogy, the grand trilogy, known by all men and all women and child.
I really hope you're not talking about Star Wars.
What the hell? That's the stupidest and dumbest movie I ever seen. Okay, we're talking about Star Wars now.
Matrix.
Yes, we wanted to talk about Matrix, but let's talk about Star Wars first.
Star Wars. Star Wars is crap.
Yeah, the crappiest I have ever seen.
No,
it was the first.
I mean, new Star Wars is crap. New Star Wars is crap. Old Star Wars is good.
Yeah.
George Lucas had good ideas then.
Yeah, but now, it was the first. That's what we all have to know.
Absolutely. And it was actually fun to watch.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyways, now, the stupidest thing I see in Star Wars is that in the future, when you have real huge atomic bombs that can fuck up an entire planet and shit like that, you just take a lot of people, a damn lot of infantry, and lay them on a planet so they can fight each other as long as they want.
Absolutely.
This is the stupidest kind of war I ever imagined in the future.
Right now, we have neutron bombs.
Yeah, that can fuck up an entire country if they want.
That destroy all life without destroying the buildings or anything else. Everything is intact except for the people, which are all dead.
And animals.
And do not exist. And animals. And maybe even plant life. But you don't need them anyway.
Yeah. Right. So you can actually put plants, rebuild animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get your dog from home if you want a dog.
And you have the fucking buildings that you wanted to capture, right?
But they have to fight with guns on the street and shit.
Well, let's see.
Stupidest thing I ever imagined.
Well, let's see. They have shields, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically, those can protect them from that kind of nuclear strike.
A shield. From a bomb that nukes up your entire planet.
Yeah.
You won't have planet... how do you say... you won't have a planet underneath you. But the shield is protecting you. Long live the shield.
Well,
that's
shields are generally...
damn stupid.
Shields are generally spherical, right?
Yeah. So you can...
So you can protect an area of the planet, right?
Yes.
So let's say you put one around Bucharest.
Okay.
Part of it will be on the outside, around in the air, right? That'll be the top half of the sphere. The other half will be on the bottom.
Yeah.
Someone launches a bomb.
Yeah.
The bomb cannot destroy the shield, cannot pass through it.
Yeah.
It destroys everything except the shield, which means...
we'll have a flying Bucharest.
Which means that the city will be intact. There will be nothing underneath it.
And what's so wrong about that? I do not understand.
You still survive. You don't capture it.
Yeah, you can actually put a bomb inside the shield and then you would have a big problem. Like blowing up only Bucharest and all the other shit remaining intact. So, bad ways and good ways.
Anyways
that's good about protecting yourself.
This is a very crappy discussion.
Yes, but it's good protecting yourself from bombs. If you actually put a shield around a bomb, if you find it, it's just gonna blow there.
Exactly.
That's a good...
if the shield is strong enough, of course.
Yeah, I don't think there can be built a shield that can actually resist an atomic bomb.
Right. No, there will be eventually the means, but there will also be stronger bombs.
So.
But there's another problem. You see, you put the shield generator inside the shield.
Yes.
The bomb is also inside the shield.
It's gonna destroy the generator and
there will be no shield to protect you.
Yes, but it's gonna protect you from the blast.
But what about the radiation?
You're gonna be fucked up.
Yeah. More or less.
That's
quite specifically, you're going to be fucked up.
Anyways, the amount of energy that is gonna be concentrating inside the shield, I think it's gonna break it.
Or he's gonna get out the way or some. Because the amount of energy is high. If you don't know the E equals MC squared fury, what it means about is actually energy which is equal with mass multiplied times
the speed of light squared. In.
No, not just squared. The speed of light. Squared. Just speed of light in a vid. Or in air or something. Not in air. In nothing. In the nothingness.
Times speed of light squared.
Okay. Let's just leave it at it. Anyways, it's a big fucking energy if you didn't realize yet.
Right.
41 minutes. Okay, let's get to better movies.
Matrix.
Actually, let's get to movies.
Matrix.
Finally. Yeah, the best ever.
Why?
Because it actually
can you actually imagine machines overthrowing people?
Yeah. How? Very easy.
Why?
If they don't
who would be so stupid as to build machines that they can't control ultimately? I don't know about you, but if I ever made a robot as clever as that, I would build it with a self-destruct.
Yes, I would. But if it can build another one,
another of itself,
yeah, it can also build it without the self-destruct.
Why? Because all it knows is how to build itself. Anyways, it doesn't know what part of itself is the self-destruct.
You said about a guy, a book key guy, that wrote the rules.
On the other hand, there are the three laws of robotics. I don't know about you, but I'd put some kind of rules like that inside machines. Right.
But if they actually... There's a problem with these rules. If someone, a terrorist of some kind, gets into the software, fucks this up.
If it's hard-coded, you can't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Just think...
You can actually fuck everything
up. Think Flash BIOS.
Yeah.
Think unflashable BIOS.
Yeah.
That's it. If you can't flash it, you can't do anything to it.
Not actually. You can actually change the entire BIOS if you want to.
That means that you're going to change it with another BIOS that won't be able to do anything.
Are you that sure certain?
Hey, you build the checksum into it. Make it so that it can't be modified.
You can actually build an entire BIOS which has only this thing to get over the world. Crap. And if it's software, if you can actually tamper with it, you can actually create a virus that will go through robot to robot.
It can't manually change the BIOS.
If it could.
No.
Yes.
Like I said, it's ROM. It's read-only memory. You have to physically replace it.
Yes, but...
Which means you have to capture the robot in the first place.
Anyways, if you
capture... And make sure that the robot doesn't destroy itself. If you capture a robot
that builds robots... And remake his BIOS, change it.
Let's see, a robot that builds robots. I don't know about you, but a robot that builds robots for me would look a lot like, I don't know, a building.
Yeah, a factory.
Yeah.
You can easily take a building.
You hold it? Can you build things without having raw materials?
It's not that complicated. Raw materials is the biggest shit. Because but it depends on the amount of it that it's inside it. If you have a lot of raw materials, you're just gonna build your army, and you're just gonna use that army to get other buildings until you have a big army to take over the fucking world. It's kinda easy but hard.
It's kinda easy but hard, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it is doable. And if the guys that build robots forget to put this rule inside them,
which would theoretically be impossible because you'd have to be a complete idiot.
Yes.
Because the robot is the factory is the one that puts the stuff inside, and the factory is completely automated and it'll never forget.
If you don't build the factory with it making the rules. The first robots with no rules. They can actually do stuff. Anyways, that idea is nice.
Humans are smarter than that.
Okay, then you haven't met the rest of the humans lately.
No, correction. Engineers are smarter than that.
Let's
you know,
so.
The people that actually do the construction and the thinking, they're smarter than that. They're not so stupid as to make robots that do not have rules.
Let's hope so.
Or maybe they are now because they don't understand what rules are for, but that's because the robots wouldn't understand the fucking rules in the first place.
Okay, let's hope that will happen. Anyways, the idea is good. The best idea I ever saw. It actually gets you in the action of the movie. And you are standing still because...
Because I want to hear what's going on outside and close the window if I have to.
Okay, close the window because it's shitty. Me is continuing the discussion.
Yeah,
myself.
So, okay.
It gets you in the action because you actually, after you see the movie, you can actually think that this could happen now. In your,
this
can actually
be happening.
Yeah.
We could be in a world with which is completely non-existent.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it breaks down the barriers between real and unreal. And
yeah.
You know,
it's actually a movie, nice one, that explains this crap. That you can actually be non-existent in this reality.
That you might be a robot battery.
Or not a robot battery, maybe something else.
A battery. That's what people were in the fucking Matrix.
In the Matrix, that's what they were, but...
Okay, but if you wanna take this idea and expand it, who's to say the whole fucking universe isn't actually just, you know, someone, God's idea of building a battery?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Not a battery, building
Why
a...
Not? Maybe God needed a battery and it's universe-sized.
It's maybe possible. Anything can be possible, but it kind of sucks just thinking that you're a battery for something. It's wrong, man.
Well, you're inside a battery.
Yeah.
The fact that we're part of
it. In the Matrix, you were the battery.
I know. In this case, the whole fucking universe is the battery.
Anyways, they actually put this nice idea, brilliant idea actually, not nice at all, with the fact that battling with the graphics and the battle sheet and Neo fucking up everyone in his...
Okay, another idea. If Neo's so fucking powerful,
yeah,
why doesn't he just fucking release everyone, you know? Delete Smith.
That's what I have this... That's the stupidest thing I ever thought about Neo. Why is Neo the one? The most important question. What makes him so special?
We're watching him. He's the main character.
Yeah, that's the stupid thing.
He's the main character.
That's the...
If he weren't the main character, he wouldn't be the one.
Okay. So if he would like a bigger salary, he would not be the one anymore.
Absolutely. Someone else would be Neo.
But anyways, that's the shit. Why did they choose this Neo guy and not an entire army of Neos? Why they choose only a guy? Why was he fated to be like that?
Why was he only one, specifically?
Yeah.
That was your question, not why was he the one, but why was he only one? Why was he only one person?
Yeah.
Why couldn't there be an army?
Yeah. Like, well, the entire Zion army go fight Smith.
Think of this. You have an army of Neos, right?
Yeah.
Which one of them are you going to watch?
I don't know. Let's just pretend something like that. A movie with a big battle happening. You're not... Like the Lord of the Rings. There's a fucking big battle, but you're watching the three main characters. Yeah, the three motherfuckers.
But who would be the main character in an army of all Neos? All doing
You just pick one Neo and watch him.
Which is why there has to be only one, because otherwise the movie would be a fucking watching a bunch of dots moving towards other dots and kicking their ass.
Yeah, and flying around.
And flying around, and once in a while you zoom in on one of them. Once in a while you zoom in on one of the dots and you see it kick and shit.
And just hold that thought till tomorrow.
Why should I?
Because it's 41 minutes.
No, it's 41 minutes.
Yes, it's 41 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a 41 minutes.
Enjoy yourselves, everyone.
Bye bye.
We know we did.
Yeah.
And see you tomorrow then.
Bye.
Bye.
If you're looking to send us feedback, but you're not entirely sure how, we've got a solution for you. You can send us email, or maybe you can send us audio feedback, it doesn't really matter. The address is narkanddark@gmail.com. That's NARCANDDARK @gmail.com. If you're looking for the show notes to this little podcast of ours, you can usually find them before the podcast is actually up. Not long before, but a little bit before. And our blog is at narkanddark.blogspot.com. That's narkanddark.blogspot.com. Finally, if you're looking for a bit of information about our company, you can find them at the Code Maniacs website, codemaniaxx.noip.org. That's codemaniacs.no-ip.org.
Fuck my